But I wish they had. I wish they had the same interest, you know, in keeping up their language, keeping up the same terms. But they don't want to seem to be old-fashioned, so they don't want to
remember the terms. Why? Yesterday we talked about doing some butchering, and particularly hog butchering. And I wonder if you could tell me, just describe that process. Say, I put this on the floor. And I'm especially interested in the way that you used to do it, you know, when you were just starting out as a farmer.
Well, you'd keep your hogs fat, plenty of flesh on them, and catch the first part of what you think's going to be a few days of cold weather, and no rain. And in fact, you found out that, according to the weatherman, it was going to be down to zero or maybe below. Why, that wouldn't work. Meat would freeze and then it would spoil. Mm-hmm. But time like we're having right now is good. It's fine weather. Well, you just have this old path, you come in to feeding him along in the early fall if you want to do it right. And feed him until you kill him. Keep feed by him. And he's healthy, he'll be fat. Well, you go out there and kill the hog and drag him up to where you're going to dress him. And have your barrel fixed there, tilted like that, and you pour boiling water in that barrel. You got to be too pretty particular because you call what you call set that hair. In other words, if the water was too hot, it would cook that hair, cook that belly, skin and everything. And then, skin and all, it's just a mess. But if you had the right temperature to that water, why, boy, that hair would fly. Well, when you got all the hair off of him, he was ready to hang him up at his hind feet and wash him down, wash it good.
How'd you do that?
Just take water and
brush.
We'll have a rag and wash him down clean.
Skin would be just real small?
Oh yeah, skin be white and pretty. Mm-hmm. If you handle it right and you had him in the right kind of a place, and if you kept him in mud all the time, why, that more or less make him dingy looking, that mud got in the pores, you know. Mm-hmm. And when you got him clean, you just take his entrails out, ready to go cutting him up.
Mm-hmm. Would you describe the different kinds of meat that would come from the hog when you cut him up? For example, what would you do with the entrails?
Well, there's a lot of what they call leaf lard on that. You take the biggest portion of that off, you know, because that, if the hog weighs